Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. One worrisome sign in Starbucks earnings. Hey, thanks for joining me today. This topic I'm very passionate about because no one ever listens when I talk about it. Actually, I shouldn't say that, but I should say that most entrepreneurs, generally speaking, small and medium-sized businesses tend not to think about this. Now, this article was about Starbucks and it was about their earnings, and it's actually about an analyst complaining that the Starbucks rewards system is not adding members as fast as it should. So I'm not going to talk about that. What I am going to talk about are some of the interesting points that this analyst brings to our attention about the reward program that Starbucks offers. So for example, the company's membership program helps draw customers back to its stores by giving them free drinks if they make a certain number of purchases and sending them notifications to keep the brand on their minds. Management has said that that continued expansion of the My Starbucks Rewards program is key to the company achieving its sales targets. But this was the key, the point that really stuck, that made me want to jump on the microphone today and talk to entrepreneurs and let them know about this, which is there was a retail survey that found that reward members are about 3 times more likely than non-reward members to buy more than one Starbucks beverage a month and 2 times more likely to buy more than one food item. So here's the point. I've stressed for a long time and for many, many years, I've pointed out one fatal problem that if fixed, a business could easily double, if not triple, its sales. And this particular article here seems to support my theory and what I've also seen in practice, which is if it's always easier to sell to the same customer again than it is to go and try to find a new customer to sell to. And the math is really, really simple. If you run a business, you expend time, money, and effort attracting your customer. You prospect for them, you market for them, you try to get them in. Once you get them in, then you got to sell them, then you got to pay a sales commission, and there's a cost associated with finding your client. But once they're your client, you no longer have to spend money finding them. You simply have to spend money and time trying to get in front of them again and adding more value to what it is that you originally offered to them. So how do you increase your sales 3 times? I believe you look to sell your customer another 3 times. And not every business can do that. For example, if you're an insurance agent or if you're a mortgage broker, or you're a real estate agent, you might go, geez, Dylan, I mean, come on, I can't sell my client 3 more mortgages or 3 more houses. No, but you can still generate 3 more opportunities from that client because that client, of course, knows other clients. And now I know what's going on. I know you're rolling your eyes going, yeah, I've heard all this, whatever. But it's not whatever. It really does matter. If your business is only relying on new sales, you're only as good as the last sale that you completed. And if things change in the marketplace, if competition heats up, if margins drop, et cetera, you can find that your new sales start to dry up really quickly. If you're not working on selling more to your existing customers or through your existing customers, then not only are you leaving money on the table, but you have yet to discover other opportunities that you didn't even know existed with your business. And what I mean by that is when you go back to try and really figure out how to sell through or to your existing customers 3 more times, you often discover new products, new services, or new opportunities to add value and increase the customer experience that your business is providing. All of that work generates to bigger margins. Now, here's the devil of the details. New sales often feel more controllable. An entrepreneur says, I can just make more calls. I can just send out more emails. I can just have more coffees. And it's something tangible, it's something measurable, and it feels really, really easy to grab. Investing in your past customers requires a little bit more faith, and it's more like planting seeds. There's this analogy that I heard once that Acklands Granger uses, which is a big supply company. They have 2 types of salespeople. They have what they call hunters and farmers. The hunters go out, kill the next deal, bring it into the house. The farmers are exactly the opposite. Their job is to retain the client, grow the account, and upsell and cross-sell and through-sell to that existing customer. Hunters, farmers. Many small and medium-sized businesses don't even think like that. They continue to think about killing the next opportunity, bringing it in and making the most of it. But again, your business is only as good as the last sales that you generated. And you might say, well, Dylan, we're kind of in a predictable business. We know our customers reorder, so on and so forth. That's great. But if you don't intentionally figure out how to add specific value to your existing customers that's going to drive more business than what they've done historically, then I stand by my opinion, which is you're leaving a lot of money and a lot of opportunity on the table. So my Starbucks rewards demonstrates for Starbucks that it helps keep their brand. They use the rewards program to keep their brand top of mind with their customers. They then have created incentives and offers to attract the customer again. There's nothing unique about what Starbucks is doing. If you're a mortgage broker, you can do the same thing. If you are a real estate agent, you can do the same thing. If you're in the construction business, you can do the same thing. You can create online experiences through a client account. You don't have to build an app per se, but very simply, you can create a membership website for your customers. And inside that membership website, they get access to unique stuff. So it's not rocket science, but it does require some thought. It requires some energy and, most importantly, some faith and some patience that it's going to pay off. The sales cycle is longer, but you've now created a mechanism in your business where you're not only as good as your next sale, because over time, you'll start to see the flywheel of sales turning, and you'll be generating more opportunity off of your existing customer than not. So just as a quick benchmark, if your business generates 90% of its business from new customers and 10% from existing, a healthy business should be able to get to a place ultimately where those numbers are inverted. 90% of your revenue is coming through existing customers and 10% is coming from new, but you've got to step your way there. If you never have the conversation, you'll never get there, but if you start today and start thinking through how do we generate 3 more sales from our existing clients or through our existing clients, I think you'll be thanking me later. So if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe. Make sure that you do that. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure that you give me some sort of a rating and that you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. But when you do either of those things on YouTube or on the podcast, you are heightening our exposure out in the marketplace. And who knows, another entrepreneur or business owner might find this content, grab a hold of it, and say, you know what? Thank you. Thanks that I saw that, because you saved my business. So you could save the life of an entrepreneur today. Anyway, that's all I've got. I appreciate you tuning into this episode, and we'll catch you on the next one.